Thousands of students are returning to Buncombe County schools today for the first time since Helene hit exactly 4 weeks ago. Joining me to talk about how educators are preparing is Buncombe County Schools Assistant Superintendent Jamie Johnson and Student Services Director Shannon Martin. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
What are the major factors that have made it possible for the school district to reopen, Assistant Superintendent Johnson?
Just the strong desire for our district leadership and our community partners to make this possible for our students. We had lots of hurdles and lots of barriers that had to be overcome in order to even look at a reopening date. Many of our schools across our district have been without water, without electricity, without internet, and certainly we can't safely reopen our building for students until all those things are in place. So our teams have worked around the clock, along with the water department and the electrical companies and all those teams, to make sure that our buildings have been able to safely reopen.
Some of your schools have had flood damage. How are you able to open them all this week?
8 of our buildings had pretty substantial damage, flood damage, that sort of thing. Our maintenance team has been phenomenal, and they've ripped out floors and walls and recarpeted and had all the mitigation stuff. We've had all of our air quality tests over the last couple of days for any of our buildings that had flood damage, so we're going to be able to reopen every one.
What are some of the logistical challenges of returning, especially without potable water at all of those sites?
In our schools with non-potable water, we are making arrangements with our food and nutrition team to bring in hand washing stations to make it possible for them to safely prepare meals as they can, but mostly we're going to have grab-and-go meals in those locations. We are going to feed all 22,000 plus of our students breakfast and lunch every day, even on a shortened day, so we're really excited to be able to do that. There's also some logistical challenges with transportation and the number of roads that have been impacted, and that's one of the reasons that we are beginning school for the first week and a half on a 2-hour delay, so that as teenage drivers are driving to school campuses and our buses are traveling those routes, they will have more visibility.
And then there's the mental health side to all of this too. So I'm going to turn to Student Services Director Shannon Martin. What kind of guidance are you giving teachers to approach mental health on the first day back in their classroom?
We actually gave our principals, our counselors and social workers, and our teachers pocket cards or printable pocket cards with just some opening phrases about how to start talking with students about what they experienced and when did they feel safe and what are they looking forward to now that they're back in school and what are they worried about while they're back in school. So we didn't want anyone to not feel like they had the language or know what to do when they were given a question. Our teachers across K-12 levels have a variety of different classroom activities that they, along with their building leadership, can decide what meets the need of that classroom. If my students are in one part of the county, then their issue may just have been they haven't been able to have showers as regularly as they used to have it, while some of our students and families in other parts of the community have had really devastating loss. And so we have made an array of options available so that people can choose the ones that best meet those needs.
And how are other school districts helping support your reopening?
We truly have been so incredibly touched by the overwhelming generosity of time, of donations from all of our public school partners across the state. We are going to welcome over 250 counselors, social workers, school psychologists, other student services directors, educational professionals to our community, which provides support to our counselors and social workers who also have experienced the storm, while also supporting the staff and students in those buildings. And we are really, really grateful for their willingness to leave their own very busy jobs and their own students and families to come support ours.
Thank you so much for your time today, and good luck as you're reopening.
Thank you.